Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Thursday, the 26th of May. In the North West London Christian Church, we are preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, Psalms 120 to 134. Those sermons, of course, can't cover everything, so these podcasts give a bit more detail. Today we're up to Psalm 122, verses 3 and 4. It reads, "Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel." The psalmist is excited to go and worship. At the beginning of this psalm, he says, "I rejoiced with those who said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" And he looks forward to that moment. He anticipates standing in the gates, standing in your gates, O Jerusalem, and then worshiping, not alone, but worshiping together with his brothers and sisters, with the tribes of Israel. Of course, all the Jews went to Jerusalem at least three times a year for the major festivals. There they were reminded of who they were, the people of God, and celebrated their calling from God. The story of the way that God had provided for them was recalled, and the people were reminded that they fit in this world, in life, together only under God. They're compacted together like Jerusalem when they worship. God is the one who provides them with the framework for their lives and fits them together. The word for compacted together in verse 3 is the same as that is found in the instructions for the tabernacle. Exodus 26 verse 11. Then make 50 bronze clasps and put them in the loops to fasten the tent together as a unit, compacted together. And this is what worship does. It compacts us together. It brings us together in worship because we are, in a sense, the new Jerusalem. As Peterson says in his book, Along Obedience in the Same Direction, in worship, all the different tribes, and they were very different, by the way, Genesis 49 and Deuteronomy 33, they're very different in character. He says all the different tribes functioned as a single people in harmonious relationship in worship. Though we have come from different places and out of various conditions, we are demonstrably after the same things, saying the same things, doing the same things. With all our differing levels of intelligence and wealth, background and language, rivalries and resentments, still in worship, we are gathered into a single whole. Outer quarrels and misunderstandings and differences pale into insignificance as the inner unity of what God builds in the act of worship is demonstrated. Worship is so important, collective, corporate. Worship is something that is underestimated often, I think, in the Christian life. And we see that worship is a good thing, but sometimes I think we see it as being optional, especially if we don't feel like it. It's interesting that in the Bible, actually, worship is a command. It's not dependent on our feelings. And that command is given to us by God, as he gives us all commands, because it's for our benefit. The command of worship is beneficial to us, even when we don't feel like it. Obedience in worship, obeying God to worship, helps nurture our relationship with God. We certainly cannot be forced to worship, we understand that, but feelings are great liars. We should pay attention to our feelings and take them to God. So we just pay attention to that, but not be ruled by our feelings, and especially when it comes to worship. Not feeling like worshiping does not take away the authenticity in actually worshiping, because we're taking all of who we are to God. That's okay. He understands how we feel, and he can certainly handle it. We can worship our way into a new way of feeling. Again, as Peterson says, worship is an act that develops feelings for God, not a feeling for God that is expressed in an act of worship. Have you neglected worship, collective worship, corporate worship recently? Let's not do that in our homes. Let's not do that in our church services or any other gathering of Christians. Because we come together and we're bound together by worshiping our great God. If you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find that on nwlcc.org and you can contact me from there. We'll go on to verses 5 and 6 tomorrow. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.